Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Sergio Aguero admits he hasn't thought too far ahead in regards to his own future, despite having just over 12 months to run on his City contract. Aguero is out of contract in 2021, having signed for the club in 2011. He has been linked with a return to Argentina, with former club Independiente keen to bring him back for a swan song. The 31-year-old remains the focal point of City's attack, however, and has scored 16 Premier League goals and 23 in all competitions so far this season. He was asked about his future, though, and whether he will stay with City, and he said, "At the moment, I'm not thinking about what to do with this, or the clubs are having problems." Moving on, and City are said to be monitoring a Peñarol teenager Facundo Pellistri, but face competition from Real Madrid for the exciting 18-year-old. Pellistri is valued at around £8 million after the winger signed a new deal in February, which ties him to the Uruguayan club until 2022. According to reports, Real Madrid are said to be the frontrunners, having sent their chief scout to watch him before the coronavirus shutdown. Yuni Calafat, who brought Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo to the club's attention, has been checking his development closely. City, though, are hopeful that they can persuade Pellistri to make the move to the Etihad Stadium. And finally, Xabi Alonso's name is said to be in the ring for the vacant position alongside Pep Guardiola at City. The City boss has been without an assistant since Arteta switched the Etihad for the Emirates to assume the role as Arsenal's manager in December last year. Former Liverpool youth manager Rodolfo Borrell has stepped into the position to fill the gap temporarily, and he remains the frontrunner to make the position permanent. However, Alonso has also been earmarked for the role. Following Alonso's retirement in 2017, he swiftly moved into management, first with Real Madrid's under-14s, before being appointed as manager of Real Sociedad B in the Spanish 3rd Division. That's all for now. We'll have more later.